pandits, welcome to your, what is it?
What is what?
It's your ninth Winter Over, did I get that right?
Yeah.
How many is it?
Yeah, it's nine.
Wow, you're giving Johan a run for his money.
Yeah, I suppose we're fighting it out. You know, who can keep going the longest?
Oh, yeah, who should I put my money on?
Well, Johan's got no chance, so no brainer.
Yeah, so you know why I'm here for this winter, right?
Yeah, you are studying which one of us in here loses it first.
Close, but I have a slightly more refined way of putting it.
I'm sure, yeah. But, you know, I've got bets on that one.
Ah, really? Care to share?
Well, and spoil your months and months of research. Not a chance. I mean, unless you want to cut some corners, put your legs up and, you know, have a drink.
Nice,
and,
but, you know, unfortunately, there's a little bit more to it than that.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, when was our first time wintering over together?
That was 3 years ago at Aurora.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good times.
They were. Yeah. They really were. Are you good to start? Is that all right?
Oh, yes. So we haven't started yet or what?
No, I've got to read out
this. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, let's go.
Great. So, as you know, I am doing a psychological study of the crew here on the base for Keone Industries to help them understand and improve base life during winter.
Yeah, you can just go straight
to
it.
Well, I need to read you the...
Yeah, skip the disclaimer. Life is too short for this.
Okay, fair enough. All the information is in the base contracts and the health and safety forms.
Yeah. Okay. First question, go.
Okay, so for the audio record, can you please state your name, age, and your role here on the base?
Yes, I am Anna Sørensen. I am 48 years old. Only just, though. I had my birthday a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I am the base crew plumbing engineer.
Well, firstly, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And can you take me through what a crew plumbing engineer is? What is that?
Yeah, sure. You're looking for an apprenticeship in plumbing?
I could do with some useful life skills, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the most important things here are, you know, water supply, sanitation, sewage, and of course heat. Although I do share that heat stuff with Mark, that's because that's really his specialty.
Yep.
But you know, if any of those things go wrong, we're in big fucking trouble here on the base. No water, we're fucked. If the water gets dirty, we're fucked. And no heat, yep, well, we're fucking dead. So it's basically my job to make sure none of those things go wrong. We do daily checks, maintenance, water testing, we flush the systems, pipe protection, that sort of thing. But that's just the day-to-day to try and prevent things going wrong.
I'm guessing there's a but in there somewhere?
Yeah, you're guessing right. Things do go fucking wrong. You know, water freezes, pipes burst, and insulation degrades. There's bacteria build-up, and you just have to be prepared, especially in winter. Find the faults and then fix them quickly.
Okay, and how do you prepare for wintering over?
Well, you order all the parts that could go wrong before you're sealed off. But, I mean, you can't have spares for everything. And then you're making parts out of whatever you can find. In one winter, there was three cisterns on the toilets that broke. And
wow.
After the third one went, I'm there using a balloon attached to a straw for a float.
Whoa.
No, I'm not even joking.
It sounds like a craft project.
Yeah, like, you know, build a machine to crack a boiled egg.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we actually did that one year. We had a competition. I beat a civil engineer.
Nice, yeah, very impressive.
Yeah.
So would you say your job changes during winter here?
Yeah, for sure. Anything that's external is going to take three times longer, and well, it's three times harder to fix. You know, just going up, suiting up to go outside, it takes time. And then you go and you try to dig ice and snow around a broken pipe and try not to break your sweat. So
yeah, can you prepare for that yourself? I mean, sort of, yeah, physically.
Yeah, well, I keep pretty fit. I'm in the gym every day.
Wow, every day.
Yeah, I'm a triathlete. Yeah, you know this.
Yes. Remind me, you do that in Denmark?
Yeah. Well, I missed the Ironman in Helsingør this year because I'm here.
Okay. What is an Ironman? What kind of stuff?
Well,
you
swim 9 kilometers, then you go on the bike for 180 kilometers, and then you run a marathon.
Just a casual marathon at the
end.
Yeah.
Just a little, you know, jog in the park.
Yeah.
Really. But the last one I did was in Fredericia. I think, and I finished in 11 hours and 45 minutes.
I take it from you that's good?
That is very good.
Very good. Okay. Well, we could maybe set up one here on the base.
Yeah, well, they've actually done something like that before on the machines in the gym.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Johan went quite mad, actually, because your people are getting all these stupid injuries on the machines and the running and stuff. But anyway, I've wintered over so many times now. I have a sort of muscle memory for it, I guess.
And how do you mentally prepare for it?
What, you're kidding me?
I'm sorry, it's my job to ask.
Okay, well, it's my job to winter over. I'm being paid decent money for it.
Fair enough. And is that your sole motivation for doing it?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, people work to make money, right?
Yeah, but some people are here for different reasons.
Yeah, no, that's true. But the thing is, my son is trying to buy his own place. You know, back in Copenhagen, and the prices of apartments have just gone completely ridiculous. And so I'm trying to help him out with the deposit. It's very fucking expensive there.
Yeah, telling me. Yeah. And it's very good of you to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, the rest is up to him. It's just a start I'm helping out with. So, like, my daughter bought a place with a partner, and I helped them a little bit with that.
Okay, so do you think this might be your last winter?
Why, you think I'm getting too old for it?
No. Sorry, sir. It's not what I meant to imply at all. Sorry.
I think it might have been.
No, I promise you, it's not. I promise.
No, I'm joking. No, I can't see it being my last one, no.
Out of curiosity, actually, how did you get into Antarctic base work?
I think you already know this, but anyway, I was working in the construction industry back in Denmark, one of the biggest construction companies, actually. But there, I mean, I like a challenge, and the big companies, they have this kind of mindset, this way of thinking, and not really for me. Thought about doing my own stuff, but it's just too much face-to-face with the clients, and, I hate paperwork, so...
Sure. Just Keone's a big company.
Yeah, but I never see them. It's perfect.
Yeah.
You never have your boss breathing down your neck. That's some training, but as you know, it's mostly online now.
Yeah, I get that. So what are you most looking forward to about your time here, besides the paycheck, of course?
Have you heard of Cold Blood? It's a Nordic true crime podcast.
Can't say I have.
Oh, yeah, it's based on this true crime thing in Denmark. It was a big... Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you never heard of it?
Sorry, no.
It was so successful back home. But anyway, I've got a lot of podcasts to listen to.
You like true crime?
Mm-hmm. I watch all of it, listen to all of it.
Why do you think Scandi Noir is a thing?
Yeah, you know, I was actually thinking about that, and... I don't know, it's kind of a cliche, isn't it? But maybe it's the dark... You know, bad things happen in the dark.
Bad things happen in the daytime, too.
Yeah, but that's your territory, really. No, I mean, people get bad moods in the dark, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Do you think that's true of you?
Yeah, I like the dark. Early morning is a good time to train.
Yeah?
Yeah, you want to try? We could spot each other in the gym.
Yeah, now I know you're taking the piss.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to do that, you can join me in laying down some puzzles.
Laying down some puzzles?
Yeah, jigsaws, really hard ones. You know, you complete them and then you leave them for the next set of people coming.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's very good. You know, I got this thing where... I shouldn't really tell you this, but...
No, please, it's all confidential.
I take out one piece of the jigsaw.
What?
Yeah, so it's impossible for the next person to complete it.
So you finish the puzzle and you take a piece of the puzzle out.
Yep.
And take it with you off base.
Yeah, bring it with me. It's a souvenir.
That sounds infuriating.
Yeah, for them, but for me it's hilarious.
Okay. Well, I have to admit, jigsaw puzzles are definitely more my speed over triathlons and Ironman.
Okay,
things.
Cool. You can join me on that then.
Can I move us on to our questionnaires that you filled out?
Yeah, sure. I do have a walk around with Mark in, what's the time? It's in about 8 minutes.
Okay, well, we'll be done by then, I promise.
Yeah, we're just doing some boiler checks.
5 minutes max.
Okay.
Great. So, your Myers-Briggs test, you were ESTPA.
Cool. It means nothing to me.
That's okay. So, I'll give you a quick rundown of it, all right? Mm-hmm. Have you done one of these before?
Yeah, sure. These big companies love these sort of things.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what it came out as.
ESTPA, entrepreneur.
Okay. And what does that mean?
Fair enough. It means resourceful, pragmatic, non-conformist, hence the balloon and the straw project. Big into social activities.
Yeah, I do like a drink after work.
Yep, and I have seen that.
That's and nice. It's not my fault you're a lightweight, so...
Fair enough. Entrepreneurs tend to dismiss emotions over logic. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I believe there's a solution to most problems. Can't really see why people get so worked up over... thing that has a fix. So yeah for sure.
Great. And are you okay to if we just discuss some things on your medical form?
Yeah, sure.
Great. It says you're on statins.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a issue with cholesterol?
No, it's just preventative.
So you stated you take a number of supplements. Are any of these prescribed?
No, it's all over the counter.
Okay, I got creatine. Mm-hmm. Beta alanine. Yep. L-carnitine.
Yep. I mean, they help protein building the muscle.
Okay, and have you had any advice from a nutritionist?
It's very common for triathletes to take supplements.
Oh, of course, I wouldn't know anything about that.
So you want to discuss my blood work too? How about the piss test, maybe?
No, I think we can leave your piss out of this. If
really?
You're
sure?
Yes.
Because I am an open book on this one.
I know. Okay, one final question, then mm-hmm. we'll let you go. Is there anything worrying you about wintering over? Like, I know you're an old pro at this, but anything concern you at all?
Well, I am getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Does play on my mind. But other than that, no, I like it here in winter. You know, my favorite bit has always been, when you watch that last plane go, that's when you know there's no going back.
Onwards indeed.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, this is Mark. You're about. I need a hand.
Wait one.
Oh, sorry, don't worry. We're done. Yeah. As I said, just a little chat. Thanks for your time.
Okay, so free to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Just by the way, do you know what the best bit of my day is?
Go on.
It's in the evening.
Yeah?
Then I turn my radio off. Mark, come in.
Hey, yeah, we just need to take a look at this pressure valve.
Baseline interview notes with Anders Sorensen. Anders is the second oldest person on the base, and he's easily got the most physical job. With all the supplements, the working out, and his last statement, it's clear that he's worried he's not physically up to it. And I know from previous that he's actually quite competitive. I wonder how that will play out with the younger crew. Might see them as a threat, might try too hard to keep up with them. One of the things that came out on his Myers-Briggs test is he has a tendency to foreground effectiveness over social harmony. He'd rather win and ruffle feathers. Anders is definitely an honourable guy, though. I mean, doing the whole winter over thing at his age just so that his son can get on the property ladder. A sign of good values and beliefs. Oh, reminder to self. I need to look up preventative statins.
Get all the files now. Sign up at coldtapes.com and go ad-free.